This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Thursday, March 23rd, 2023. The public is invited to attend a community meeting later today hosted by Habitat for Humanity of East Jefferson County and the Rotary Club of East Jefferson County to discuss the development of an affordable housing project planned at Port Hadlock's Old Airfield on Cedar Avenue and Mason Street. As reported in the PT Leader, the community meeting is this afternoon at 5:30 p.m., Thursday, March 23rd, in the Humphrey Room at the Jefferson County Library on Cedar Avenue. The meeting will provide local residents, businesses, and organizations an opportunity to engage in a conversation about affordable housing needs in Port Hadlock, address questions about permanently affordable housing, and provide feedback on their hopes for Habitat's plans. Habitat for Humanity purchased a 17-acre former airstrip in Port Hadlock last May with the goal of providing permanently affordable, mixed-income housing. Habitat envisions an attractive, vibrant neighborhood of mixed, single, and multifamily housing adjacent to Chimicum Creek Primary School and close to the Jefferson County Library. The land has the potential to support more than 120 homes for families and individuals, local residents in the workforce, and retirees. Paul Rogers, the Rotary Club's president, is quoted as saying, "In keeping with Rotary's vision, a world in which people unite and take action to create lasting change, we are partnering with Habitat to host this meeting to discuss what affordable housing might look like in Port Hadlock. We believe this development will have a positive impact on the local economy, and we want to help facilitate that." Maria Drury, executive director of Habitat, said, quote, "Similar to Rotary's vision, Habitat's mission is to bring people together to build homes, communities, and hope. We look forward to discussions about what the development in Port Hadlock might look like with members of our community, be they individual neighbors, business owners, or anyone affected by the need for affordable housing," close quote. From the Washington State Fire Marshal, when children are exposed to fire or flames, their curiosity might be piqued. Children may find fire fascinating because it engages all five senses. They may not understand that fires used for cooking, heating, or other reasons are controlled and used for specific purposes. They may not understand the devastation hostile fires can cause, like the loss of property, injuries, or death. From 2019 through 2021, local fire agencies in Washington State reported 764 incidents that began by playing with a heat source, resulting in over $5 million in damages. To help prevent youth fire setting, the Washington State Fire Marshal's Office asks that parents and other caregivers take the following steps. Keep matches and lighters out of the reach of children, up high and preferably in a locked cabinet. Closely supervise children, making sure that they are kept away from other fire sources, including lit cigarettes, candles, bonfires, and stoves. Establish clear rules and consequences about unsupervised and unauthorized uses of fire. Teach children that they must tell a grown-up when matches or lighters are found. Talk with children about what they are seeing online in video games, on TV, in movies, and on social media, and teach them specific ways to resist the peer pressure to misuse fire. Give praise for showing respect and age-appropriate responsible behavior toward fire. Contact your local fire department to see if they have a youth fire setting prevention program. For more information, contact the State Fire Marshal's Office at 360-596-3929. On Bureaucracy Now at 12:30 on KPTZ today, KPTZ news producer Jim Burke, that's me, sits in for Taylor Clark this week with co-host City Manager John Morrow, and will speak with Planning and Community Development Director Emma Bolin and Mayor David Faber. We will be discussing what happened at the council meeting this past Monday, what it means, and what to expect next Monday. How is it part of the city's bigger picture housing strategy, and what's next? You can join in using a Zoom link that is provided on our website and on the transcript of this local news program. You can also email your questions in advance to dj@kptz.org. You can listen to Bureaucracy Now after the fact by going to our website at kptz.org. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 Monday through Friday and at noon on Saturday. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.